Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I know that you have heard your fair share of crazy dating stories. And I'm not even just talking about from me. Like, you know, you and I alone have shared a ton of weird dating situations, you know, over the past 4 years together. I've got a story today that's so bizarre that, like, it's almost making me sick to my stomach. Like, this is going to be one of those stories you walk away with, and I guarantee you, you'll be like, one of two things. You're going to be like, A, I'm so happy I'm in a relationship, or B, I don't know that I can date anymore, because I'm on that second part. I'm like, I don't even know where we go from here. Welcome to our show. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Yeah, here we go. Welcome to this weekly edition of Certified Mama's Boy. We are very thankful you press play and have a lot to talk about today. And let's just get right into it. This is my mom. This is my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Did you even know it's the anniversary of the podcast?
I did.
Today, at time of recording, time of release, it had been yesterday, Certified Mama's Boy just turned 4 years old. How about that?
Isn't that amazing?
Which is crazy because, God, so much has changed. You know, usually 4 years,
you're not kidding.
On the anniversary of this podcast, usually we spend time talking about like where it started. I think that this time, this year, when you talk about everything that's changed, and I want you to even think about how much has changed in your life. And no matter where you picked up this podcast, like, we've shared so much together. Some of you guys may have come in from Maryland. Some of you guys may have known me from Arizona or Florida or, you know, San Diego. So like everybody may have a different entry point, but I want you to think about how much of your life has changed in the last 4 years. This sounds like a political ad or something. I'm not trying to proposition you for anything, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when this show started, it was COVID had just started, right? And we
Correct.
Were at that point, we were all just staying home for 2 weeks.
Right, exactly.
And we were just going to just chill out for a little bit. And I was like, uh-huh. Oh, shit, we might as well
this
start
was
a podcast
just a little,
then.
This was just a little gig to give you something to do during COVID.
God, that was so wild, right? Like, this, we can always start there. No matter where you came in, you probably came in, for those that started at the beginning, think about what COVID has just started and now where your life is today. So let's just go through our lives, Mom, how much it has changed since then, you know? So we, you know, I had lost my job. Yep. And so I am now, I moved, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We started the podcast. I moved. I started the radio show here, went through COVID and, got knocked out and dealing with this concussion. Mm-hmm. And had a $500,000 tax bill. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of any other big news that, you know, me personally. I mean, not really. I guess much hasn't changed.
You moved to Baltimore.
I mean, yeah, but that was 3.5 years ago. Shit, ain't nothing been different since then, I guess.
All right.
We've kind of been this weird holding pattern, you know? Let's go to you. So what all has changed in your life since we started this podcast 4 years ago?
Well, for me personally, you know, my life focuses around family, right?
Had you retired yet? But you had. Yeah,
in 2017.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah, I'd been retired.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And let's see. So for me personally, it's pretty much the same old, same old. I was happy to get on with you, and that gave me something to do. And Jim was having his cancer treatment still. He hadn't started chemo yet, but he was still going through treatments, and we were dealing with that. And your brother brought a forest.
Oh, yeah, the forest popped up. My brother, because you don't know, literally.
Sold his house, bought a forest.
Yeah, he mm-hmm. owns a forest up in North Georgia.
He does. And Maggie got married.
twice.
Maggie got married twice.
That's true.
Once in March and once in September.
That was all. That was all. I mean, Maggie's life has changed the most dramatically, right?
Oh, like, no joke.
Like, so, and now, of course, my mom is the grandma of triplets.
Three and babies in Knoxville, Tennessee.
They moved
from Atlanta, too.
Yeah, they moved. That's right.
John graduated from residency and is now a full-time, you know, surgeon and in a different hospital in a different town. I mean, yeah, their lives changed completely. They didn't even have Ellie then.
Oh, yeah.
That's
their dog. I know. Lots changed for them. In 4 years, I saw a poll, and I think that this is more politically based, which we don't really have to base it on politics. I think that the results alone, I just don't want your two cents on this. They say that most people in this poll say they haven't been happy in their life since 2019. Now, obviously, a lot of that has to do with COVID, right? You know, and that was obviously a big...
That was a real setback for a lot of people.
Yeah, but how do you feel about that? How do you, because, I mean, literally, we have been here... Mm. Through the whole, we all did COVID together, you know, and now we're doing like post COVID inflation and like just trying to figure out this new space together. You know, it's been a weird journey for everyone. No matter who you are now, how different your life is, it's definitely been a journey for the past 4 years for sure. You know,
all the isolation of COVID and all the craziness about the schools closing, the schools opening, the schools closing, the schools open.
Well, I mean, 4 years ago, when we were starting this podcast, y'all had 400 rolls of toilet paper in your house.
Exactly.
Like y'all were ready for the
everybody
apocalypse.
Was hoarding. You know everything. I mean, water bottles. We just thought it was the end of the world. That is so insane.
So what's like the life lesson here? I don't really know what the life lesson is. Is there a life lesson in like just looking back at four years, you know? I mean, is it like, it's weird because this time has seemed so fast, yet so incredibly like slow because I feel like once I moved, with the exception of now trying to, you know, all this head stuff, nothing is really... drastically changed. I mean, you know, and that was okay for until like the assault. I was actually okay with that. I was almost like, this is a nice reprieve from the chaos that was like the few years before that. I didn't mind things not changing. It was kind of nice just to have a moment of just shh. Okay. As long as I don't get assaulted, everything will be fine.
The only thing that changes is change.
Lord, what do you think? Give us our life lesson. We all collectively should be saying here at the end of year three, beginning of year four.
Hmm. I mean, life in general.
Yeah, I mean, like just have we all? That, I mean, collectively, I guarantee you, no matter who you are, you just thought about how your life is like what's happened since we started this podcast, and so what is that?
That okay?
What do we take away from that?
I think that the big lesson is that there is so little really that we control.
That's true.
There is so little that we control because we are so dependent on all these external forces in our lives that dictate what's happening, you know?
That's true.
But that things do change. And sometimes they change for the better. And that if you're going through a hard time, just be with it and know that, you know, things will change. Things will get better. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. That tunnel's very long sometimes, though.
Very long. And very hard. Life is hard.
Sometimes it's like one of those tunnels that you see at like your local science centers where like it never actually seems like it's going to end. You know what I mean? It's like an optical illusion.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because I was thinking about that holding one of the babies today. I was holding Jack and, you know, Jack's real needy. He likes to be held all the time, which I, of course, love doing, but Mom's not too crazy about me doing it all the time. But I was thinking, you know, even as a baby, life can be hard. Think about if you're a baby, you're dependent on someone else to figure out every single thing you need and to meet all your needs. They can hardly hold their heads up. You know, you've got to figure out when they need to burp. You've got to, you know, clean their poop. I mean, you know, they, I mean, life is hard at every age. It's all a struggle.
I think I could sit there and, you know, have people feed me and shit myself all day. And I think I'd probably, if that's the worst, I know. True.
Don't say that. Do not say that, because there's a lot of elderly people that are doing that right now. It kind of comes full circle sometimes. Yeah. Do not say
that's true.
It.
Like I said, saying this microphone might come true. So I need to.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just gonna heal from this concussion that everything after that's going to be fine. It's going to be fine and easy.
That's right.
And I'm going to win a lot of money somehow, and I'm going to retire, and everything's going to be just happy, and it's going to be
perfect.
Good. We're going to be good
perfect
to go. Perfect, you know?
In every way. Yeah.
I did something really weird this week, and this might be of interest to some of you that are trying to, like, get your mental health figure out. You know, last time we talked, I told you I was still feeling kind of, like, funky from the medicine they had given me for trying to get some of this dizziness to, you know, chill. And so I forgot that it's been maybe 2 years ago, I actually had endorsed a product that looks at your mental health through your genes. And the reason I started looking at this again is because I thought that they would possibly, you know, there's some test out there that can predict which antidepressants will be best for you via, like, some type of gene work. And I don't really know how that works, but there it is. Right. Yeah. It's weird. Right. So I was like, I wonder if that had anything to do with that. So I started looking into it, and I realized I never had a follow-up call with them. And what they do is, like, you basically, it's just like a 23andMe thing where you swipe, you know, your cheek or I don't remember what I did. It's been so long now. But I told them I wanted to endorse it. I thought it was really interesting. And then I just never followed up. Something happened when I was supposed to have my call. And then I forgot to follow up. And so I scheduled this call, and it's really interesting. And we're not going to get, like, totally into it. It's called Genomine. This is not an ad, by the way. It was an ad about 2 years ago on the radio station. But it's basically, it's like your DNA and, like, how it affects your mental health. And so some of these things probably won't shock you. For example, according to my DNA, I have some of the genes that I have make me prone to being thin skinned. How about that? Wouldn't have known that, huh? But he was a few of the things he told me was that my mental health is very much affected by the amount that I work out, where obviously everyone's mental health is, you know, like, this is not going to be right. If you're sitting back saying, like, what kind of test is this?
No obviously, joke. Like, it's true for everyone.
But he's saying, like, my gene type specifically is more prone to getting benefits from working out more than others. So it's really important that I continue to work out on a regular basis if I'm going to see the benefits from it. And I think that's,
you know, that's true.
That's been really true, you know?
Yes.
One thing, too, he told me is that magnesium, apparently my gene type, I guess what's the word? Metabolize. Is that the word? Metabolize? Yeah. Magnesium, and I don't absorb all that I need to be absorbing, so that it's important for me to supplement that. And also,
you do.
There's one more thing that he told me. So here's the thing. I love my mental health. And this, you guys are going to understand this completely if you've listened to this podcast long enough, is that my mental health rides somewhere between, like, feeling good and how much can I actually afford and want to pay for it. Right. Mm-hmm. So there's this. So basically, methylfolate, which is B9, is apparently another thing that my brain really needs to process, and that I can, he's like, you can take a supplement, you know, B9 supplement's fine, but they actually have, like, a medical dose of it that I recommend that's really good for people with anxiety, especially into depression, that if you have this gene can actually be really beneficial to you. And I'm like, well, that, you know, wow, that's, that's really interesting, right? Like, maybe I could just take a supplement and that could really help my mental health, right?
Get a B9 injection.
Yeah, literally, I sent a message to my doctor and I was like, hey, you know, I just found this out. I'd like to get a prescription for it because they can't write prescriptions at this, you know, this gene place. But he's like, ask your doctor. They can write you a script. And I said, cool. She said, no problem. I'll write you the script. Sent it back. Pharmacy sends me a message saying we're filling it. And like 2 seconds later, I get a follow-up text that says, please call us. I said, oh my God. Okay. So I call. They say, yeah, it's fine. We can fill it. It's $170 a month.
Oh my God.
It's $170 a month. Because I'm guessing insurance doesn't cover it. So again, mental health's a weird thing for me. Like it's a weird thing. It's like, how good do you want to feel? Mm-hmm. Versus how much are you willing to pay to feel good? Mom, would you pay $170 a month for something that could help with antidepressant in a sense?
Question.
$170.
If I were in your shoes,
that's half a car payment.
I don't care. There's nothing more important than your health, especially your mental health. I mean, there's just nothing more important. Try it for a month. It might be the best $170 you've ever spent. If it doesn't do anything, like my cardiologist said one time about some supplement the acupuncturist said, he says, well, try it until the bottle's gone. If you don't feel better, don't take it anymore.
Yeah, $170. Like, I don't know if I'm that depressed. You know what I mean? There's some. I'm like $50 a month depressed right now. I don't know that I'm.
Jeez, is it going to depress you to spend $170?
Then like the anxiety is going to like go through the roof. You know? So.
Oh, jeez. That's funny.
I told him I got to think about that. I don't know if I'm quite that depressed yet. But if I do get that way, I guess I can.
Just hold that back. Script.
Yeah, just give me a little bit of time. I got to save up for my depression and make sure I can, you know.
Wait until I'm really depressed.
I can't afford to be depressed right now. You know what I mean? It's like, this doesn't really make a lot of sense.
You've
only
spent, what, $7,000?
Yeah, I don't even want to think about it.
It's just a drop in the bucket.
I know. Here's a problem with when your medical bills get so high is that like science and math like doesn't make sense to you anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Like yeah. if you were to come to me 6 months ago and been like, hey, so we got something for your depression, but it's $170 a month, I'd have been like, go F yourself. Like there's no way I'm paying $170 a month. It's just not possible, right? But when you have $7,000 you spend on medical bills, you're almost like, well, what's another? It's okay, here's the best thing. That's what I just said. Yeah. Here's the best thing to think about. Home renovations is the same mentality, right?
Yes.
Where your contractor comes to you, if you're using somebody else to do it, and they come to you. It's like health is the same thing after a while, where it's like, hey, listen, like, you know, I know you want to add that extra outlet over there. Like, that's fine. We can do it. It's going to be like another $300. Now, if I had somebody come to my house and be like, hey, I'm going to charge you $300 to add an outlet. I'd be like, no, I'm not paying $300. But when I've already spent $25,000, I'm over here like, yeah, throw on the medical tab at this point. Like $170 a month for depression drops or whatever it is. Like, yeah, I can, why not? I'm going to go broke doing this, so I might as well. So I'll go ahead and toss it on the old tab.
It does all become relative. That's so true.
Just a quick health update, though, for those that are keeping. I appreciate it. There's so many of you guys that reach out to me. And I just want to let you know it's so appreciated. This whole thing feels so lonely and scary and weird, and I hate it. And just, it's been, I don't know. Molly was a little bit worse doing the drugs and feeling crazy for a long time after that. But this is really, this is a tricky one. This is a tricky one. So I started the new drug, propranolol. And also because you know me, you know I couldn't just take it, right? So I had to like open up the pill and take like a little tiny little dry, you know, a few little pellets on my tongue for the first day. But yesterday was the first day I took all the medicine, and other than feeling a little tired, which you know, hello, I'm feeling okay, no weird side effects. So
does it help you sleep?
Yeah, I slept like a baby. Here's the problem.
Oh.
Here's the problem, though, is
but you can't wake up.
I slept too good last night. You ever slept too good and like you know you're in trouble because you're gonna sleep too good? Like if I get a really good night's sleep, I know it's not gonna be good. I know that makes no sense because you're like, well, like why? Like, okay, so here's what I did yesterday, and this is where I really screwed myself. Is I was having a really bad dizzy day, right? And so I took some anti-dizzy medicine, which already makes me a little bit sleepy, right? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, I got to take my full dose of my pill today because I want to take it, you know, I've been kind of playing with like half of it and everything else. I'm going to take the full pill today. And I'm like, I did that. And then I'm like, well, I need to take my magnesium, which also makes me tired. So like at this point, I'm like, and then I'm like, well, I'm scared if I don't take my melatonin.
Oh jeez!
That
oh god!
I'm not gonna sleep.
When do you ever woke up?
I think I died. I think I was dead a few hours last night.
Gosh!
I think I passed away. Because I didn't get up to pee. I didn't get up to think. Like all of a sudden my alarm went off. I'm like, what universe am I in? Like where?
What is that noise?
Where are we? Yeah, like who am
Make
I?
Make it stop.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I don't even think I knew who I am right now. Like,
I'm sleeping here.
But that's the latest on the health. One more thing though, a life update. You're gonna love this because you know my life is good but never easy. My freaking check engine light came on today. Yeah. How about that?
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
So well, go check your gas cap.
No, it said check the temperature system. And so my car's running at like 100 degrees or something. It's supposed to be running at like 170. I'm like, okay. So it's fine. Listen, again, we're thinking of things that don't go 100% wrong. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's right.
That's our new philosophy on the show, in case
That's
you don't know.
Right.
We're not doing little victories. Little victories are things of the past. And I'm sorry, I forgot who recommended this, but it was such a great idea for our podcast, which is things that don't go 100% wrong. And so once a week, and maybe we'll start next week because we did it for Thursday's show, but next Tuesday, we'll start religiously doing, okay, let's all think of one thing that didn't go 100% wrong. And we'll start celebrating that until life kind of gets back on track, okay? Mm-hmm. For now, though, we'll do our quote for today, Mom. What we got?
Okay, it's from Mandy Hill. You will never gain anyone's approval by begging for it. When you stand confident in your own worth, respect follows. Now, I just had a conversation with someone not too long ago whose name will not be mentioned. About that very thing. And it was around a celebration and family members were all at each other's throats and it was just going to ruin the celebration. And, you know, I just said, look, stand your ground, stand firm in what you want and what you believe and put a bubble around yourself and block out all that negativity. Because people will respect you for standing your ground.
I was thinking about this the other day, and tell me this is – some of y'all have already hit the 40 mark. You've been here for a second. You know, I'm kind of getting here, getting used to it. It hasn't been so great so far, I'll be honest. We talk a lot about, like, not giving an F, right, about – I don't give an F. Other than, like – my health feeling out of control. I don't feel like I'm just like, okay, whatever's going to happen in life, it's going to happen. I'm like, I'm going to be okay, except for this concussion. But I've also realized that the more I've been that way, the smaller my circle has gotten. And I don't know if that's a typical thing. The more you are yourself and the more that you stand up for what, you know, and you, you act authentically and everything else, do you feel like, do you feel like your circle gets smaller and smaller because of it? Is that real?
Yeah. I think that what happens is the people that are really of value to you are the ones that are there. And it's the others that truly have no value for you that drop by the wayside. And you didn't need them anyway.
Wow.
So if you just be you, do you, and the people that really respect and love you will be there for you. And yes, at the end of the day, we can probably all count on one hand the number of people that we know truly will stand by us and we can count on them no matter what, that they accept us for who we are and we reciprocate that. I mean, those relationships, for me anyway, have always been kind of few and far between. I've had a lot, and I still have a lot of friends. But I'm talking about those people that are really there for you and who believe in you and will support you. Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you to our certified fans, by the way. Appreciate you guys. You guys have made this possible for 4 years now. That's crazy, right?
So awesome.
I mean, we've gone through
so awesome.
The podcast has really gone through a lot of changes over the last year, and you guys have shown up, man. Some of you guys have been here, certified fans from day one. Now, certified fans didn't start on day one of the podcast. It was about 3 months later, but some of you guys have stuck with us for a very long time now. And I hope that like today you feel kind of proud on our 4 year anniversary that we really accomplished a lot, man. We've really created a really good sense of community. I feel like, I mean,
yes,
I can tell you that I feel it, and I hope that you feel it too, that every time you press play, that like you're part of this special little community that we've built. So thank you so much to every single certified fan. We could always use more. Listen, this is a cool community that needs to be funded. When you become a certified fan, it's a $6 a month contribution to our show. You get a bonus episode every single week. So instead of just a Tuesday show, you get a Tuesday, Thursday show. And it all goes to the production of this podcast. So thank you very much. We appreciate it. Let me tell you something that was like, well, let me explain certified fans. I'll tell you something that like is really getting on my nerves recently. If you want to join us and get the certified fans page access and you want to get the bonus episode, the More Mama's Boy episodes, then you can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8, or you can go in the show notes and join over there, certifiedmamasboy.com. I think since you're already listening right now, it's probably easy just to go in the show notes and click the link. It takes 2 seconds to join. Just thank you for continued support. Hope you enjoyed the bonus episodes. Why, like, when do we stop owning things?
What do you mean?
So I was I'm thinking about the production cost of our podcast, right? The software that we use to edit this, I mean, we'll just throw numbers out here, why not? So it's back in the day you'd buy a piece of software, right? It'd be, I don't know, $300 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was your software. And you're going to own that software, and you might buy an upgrade later if you want to, but if not, like you got that piece of software, right? Now nothing is for purchase anymore. Mm-mm. Nothing is for purchase. Everything, and think about this, it's the same way with like a Netflix. Like you can't, I mean, I guess you can still buy a movie, but most of us don't, right? We're all just kind of like renting these things. So the software that we edit the show with, it's $60 a month, right? And so, I mean, I could just buy the software for $300, you know, $300 one time a couple of years ago and just be done. But no. Now you have to like rent the software. And I'm like realizing more and more, this is kind of how things are becoming, where we're not actually owning anything. Mm-hmm. We're just getting to borrow it for a little bit of time. Like if you're a video game player, you're probably noticing too, they're starting to get rid of a lot of the, physical media. So you're not actually owning anything. You can get the digital version, but there's been stories of like, if a game publisher wants to change their mind and pull the game, like you don't own it anymore. And like, that's that. Or they can change it. And like, there's just nothing you can do about it. So there's my 2024 rant. What are we doing? Why can't we just own things like we used to own things? And honestly, I heard it's the same thing's going to happen with the housing market. I'm sure you guys have heard all these stories recently where all the biggest lenders are now saying we're switching to a system where we're going to own the houses, and you're just going to rent them from us. And I'm like, man, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of like having to just like, I don't own nothing anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
I know. And you subscribe to everything.
I know.
You know, I mean, you just do. Yeah.
Okay. So my mom had to be a solo grandma for the very first time. And
yeah,
we have to hear how this went because that's a lot. I think being left with triplets by yourself is a pretty big, I mean, just imagine if all of a sudden, like you're like, boom, triplets. And I mean, so far there's always been somebody, at least two people wrangling these, my nieces and nephew, right? Until today, that all changed. And what happened?
Well, you know, Maggie has been in her house. John was out of town for a big family celebration this weekend, which, of course, Maggie didn't go to because, you know, the babies are too young to really take out yet. But she's been in this house for 9 days with these babies. And so today, you know, about mid-morning, she was kind of having a little bit of a meltdown, like, when's the last time I left the house? Oh, it was Saturday a week ago. I was like, dear.
That's a long time.
Dear, I said, listen, go get dressed and go somewhere. Just be back by 12:30 because this was about 10:30, I guess, and they eat again at 12:30. Well, I'm not brave enough to try to feed all three of them at the same time. But anyway, it really, thank God, it worked out well. She called me about four times. You know, how are they? Everything fine? Everything's fine. Everything's fine. She went to the grocery store and she went to Target. And she went to a friend's house to drop off something. And she came back and she's like, wow, that was so good just to get out. So the only problem I had was with Jack, who loves to be held. So he started fussing about quarter till 12. And I said, okay, I'm not going to let this get out of control. I'm just going to nip it in the bud right now. So I picked him up and I just held him and I walked him and he fell back asleep and I just held him in my lap. I said, if I have to hold you here all day, I will, because you are not going to fuss and wake up everyone else. No, not happening. Not happening. So I sat there with that baby for 45 minutes and then mom came home and it was time for them to eat again.
Hey, but we had to grandma,
wake them all up.
That's intimidating. Yeah. That's
super grand.
That's pretty, impressive. I think all of us feel pretty intimidated to be able to be, you know, left in the house, you know?
Yeah, I just couldn't think about it, you know? I was Nancy, don't overthink this.
You were outnumbered. They could easily have turned on you. They could have been like, all
right. I know. I thought, you know, what is the worst that can happen? They're all fed. They'll all be dry. I mean, if they all have to just squeal, they'll just have to squeal because I'm only one person. I'm two hands and I need six.
This is that moment of weakness they've been waiting for. They're like, all right, eventually we will outnumber and outcontrol the humans. And
we'll be able to take over the situation. Maggie and I were here for the weekend by ourselves with them, which when John came home on Sunday, it made all the difference to have another pair of hands. Oh my gosh.
Makes you appreciate
with three
it, right?
of us. It's a breeze.
Yeah.
But with two of us, it's a little testy. With one of us, it could get real nasty. But fortunately,
That's what I'm saying, man.
Somebody was looking after me. Thank you, Lord.
If they all start going, I mean.
Oh, man. They'll just have to go because poor Maggie had to have a change of scenery. She just had to. The walls were crawling in on her.
I'm sure most moms can probably relate to those first couple of days or first couple of weeks or months where you're like, I got to get the hell out of this house, you know?
Yes. I love these babies. And then Maggie came back and she said, all I could think of was how I miss my babies. I'm like, well, okay. But, you know, they're all still here. They're fine.
Maybe every 9 days, you know,
it was good.
Yeah, try to do it. Okay, things are really weird in Georgia right now. And I, you know, usually we review the news with my dad, but with their, you know, he's up there. I'm not trying to connect everybody. It's too complicated. But I've just been noticing that, like, the stories out of Georgia have been really, really weird this week. Like, weird enough that we all should, like, stop and pause and say, well, what's happening? Maybe it's the full moon. You know, it's the full moon, by the way, right now.
Yes, it is.
I think Mercury is also in retrograde right now, I think. Let's double check. Let's check, because y'all know things get weird.
Oh, no, don't say it. I'm glad I didn't know that today.
Mercury in retrograde. No, it's not. April 1st.
Oh,
April 1st.
Okay.
So Oof. Not yet. But things are just like, especially in Georgia, it's been a little bit weird. I thought we would review these. I haven't done a weird Georgia story in a while. And unfortunately, they're piling up this week. So let's go through some of these. And you can try to give me your two cents, Mom. What do you think's happening here?
Okay.
First story. There is a man in Georgia that's upset because he hired a moving company, mm-hmm. came over, moved his stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, my God, they stole something from me. He mm-hmm. calls the police, and they're like, well, okay, would you like to file a report? He said, yeah, they stole two things from me. They stole an iPad, which I guess, you know, that's a legitimate reason to probably mm-hmm. – be concerned.
Most people would turn that in. Yeah. Yeah.
If, you know, I think you might also want to call the cops over that. But for some reason, this man felt the need to mention the second thing that was stolen, which was his sex dice. Oh, no, sex dominoes. Sex dominoes had also been stolen by this moving company.
Oh, no.
And if you're wondering what sex dominoes are.
No.
It's apparently a set of 28 dominoes with 14, and I'm quoting here, sexually stimulating rewards, which I don't really know what that means, but that's apparently what this is. Hmm. It seems like it's probably more of a gag gift than anything else, but like not to this guy. He was pissed. He was like, I need my iPad. I need my sex dominoes. I need them now, right? He said, so he calls the cops. And he's like, yeah, I saw the movers. They put the sex dominoes and a few other items off to the side. Then when I went back, when he left, they weren't over there anymore. So allegedly he took them. And the man said he does want to press charges. He wants both the things back.
Oh,
so man on the loose with some sex dominoes. Trying to see what part of town that was in Columbia County, Georgia. Which, where's Columbia County, Mom?
Probably in Columbus.
Let me see, Columbia County.
If I had to guess,
Columbia
which is
County,
south of Atlanta.
Georgia is. Let me see. Look up. I'm still trying to figure out how to use this Mac. Look up Columbia County, Georgia. There we go. I don't know how to use this Mac. Oh, there it goes. It's located in the east central portion of the U.S. of Georgia. I don't know what the hell that means. Maps. Here we go. It is. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Columbia, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Columbia County, Georgia. Okay, that's story number one. It's only going to get weirder as we go. Mm-hmm. Story number two comes out of, this is out of Noonan, Georgia.
Oh, here's the cities. Here's the cities. I've never heard of any of these cities.
What do you mean?
In Columbia County.
Oh. Where Evans, is it, though?
It's in the east central portion. It's around, looks like it's around Augusta.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Let's go to Noonan, which is South Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Our guy, his name is Joseph Cooper. He was charged with indecent exposure because he said he went to speak to an officer about why he couldn't sleep on city property. So he walked in the city. He's like, yeah, I want to talk to an officer. The officer said, explained everything to him. And then the officer asked if he had been urinating on the building, on the police building. And he admitted to actually peeing on the building before he walked into the police office to have this discussion. So then he got arrested for indecent exposure. So that was a not great twist in this thing.
Oh,
here
no.
by far is the weirdest story, though. This is the weirdest Georgia story that we got for this week. Mm. There is a man. His name is Stephen Glosser. He met a woman on a dating app, right? But apparently things went south. That happens, right? Mm-hmm. Most of us, we pout or lick our wounds for a couple of days. But apparently our guy Steven wasn't having it, allegedly. Police say that he allegedly enlisted his friend, Caleb, to plot an attack on the woman and her daughter. Here was the attack that they were going to do. Number one. The man planned on shooting arrows into the victim's front door. Like, first off, what?
What? Does he think the arrows are going to go through the door?
I don't.
What?
I don't know why you would choose arrows Of all things, like why are you choosing arrows to go through the front door? I don't think you should shoot anything at someone's front door, but like, I'm guessing they had a bow and arrow handy and they were like, you know what? This'll work. This'll do. Okay, fine. Like if that was going to be their plan, it's still crazy enough, but like it could have stopped there. It gets weirder. They were going to mail her dog feces and dead rats.
Oh,
they planned on scalping her head.
What?
And then they were going to, this gets weirder. They were going to release a large python to eat her daughter.
What?
And then the final act that they were planning on doing was they were going to blow up the house.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Where was that?
Where was this in Georgia?
Please don't say Dawsonville.
No, this was I'll have in. To move. Let's see where this was in Georgia. Don't get too excited yet. Don't get too excited yet. They actually did. This is in Bryan County. I'm not sure where Bryan County is.
Bryan.
Yeah. They did actually blow this woman's house up.
Oh.
So she was. She was okay. Everybody was okay.
Wow. How did they know they were contemplating all that?
I guess I don't know. I'm not sure how they figured it out.
That's down around Savannah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I live there. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. So
if any of y'all wonder why I'm single,
I wonder why I still live here.
I'm like, what? Like, that's, crazy. I mean, honestly, that is scary.
You're like, not
what
kidding.
In the world are you doing? Like, you get rejected on a dating app and you blow someone's house
that
up.
That is so crazy.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, I'd like to see that profile.
It's, just be careful out
no,
there.
No, I wouldn't, actually.
Things are weird. Things are weird.
I know.
So.
Oh, God.
All right, Mom, that is going to do it for you today. I love you.
I love you, and I love you all forever. Thank you for 4 awesome years. We've had such a good time, and who knows when it will end, but whenever it does, it'll be fine because it's been 4 great years so far. So grateful for all of you. Love you forever.
Okay, it's me and you now. So I just want to say seriously, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, man. Like you, I don't know if you realize like what a lifesaver you've been for me in so many different situations over the last 4 years, you know? Like this is kind of like my diary in a sense. I can come on here and just really be authentic in myself and just, I don't know, it just feels good. It just always feels good, you know, to have this community, and we've been building it up and city by city, and I don't know why y'all stick around, but I know I'm damn appreciative of it, especially right now when I'm going through shit. Like I am like just knowing that you're there and that you care, even if you're not physically with me, like I feel the love and just know that like I forever appreciate that. So I actually would argue there's probably not another podcast that you listen to that appreciates you as much as I appreciate you being here. I'm just saying, I don't think. There may be, but I'm just guessing, okay? All right, have a great week. Hopefully I'll see you over on More Mama's Boy on Thursday. And if not, be good to yourself, be good to other people, don't knock people out, don't get concussions, protect your head.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.